from the San Francisco Crystal Fair.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
Well, good evening. Tonight is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLI Coaching. And tonight we're going to talk about the great San Francisco Crystal Fair with Jerry Tomlinson. And the Crystal Fair is a magical mix of crystals, minerals, beads, jewelry, and the healing art. It takes place 6 times a year in 2 different locations. With over 40 vendors at each show, there are thousands of items available at affordable prices. And you can call, and you can go to the website, crystalfair.com, and it's June 15th, 2013, from Saturday, it's 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Fort Mason Center. It's at 99 Marina Boulevard. It's at Buchanan in San Francisco. And without any further ado, I'm going to let Jerry tell you more. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Hey, nice to meet you. Yeah. Well, I've been putting on this fair since 1987. We're in our 26th year, and I got involved just on a whim right at the start of the peak of the crystal craze back in 87, and it just took off. It's really wonderful. I've got 40 vendors from all over the country. Some people come from overseas occasionally, and it's a mix of I keep it a third minerals and gems and minerals, a third jewelry, and a third metaphysical stuff. I've got some healers, I've got some people to do Reiki, I've got a person that has an aura camera, takes pictures of your aura, another person will read what the colors mean. So it's been an exciting thing. It's never boring. It's always real, real fun. I've got lots of great vendors. We get about 1,000 people over the weekend. We do it at Fort Mason, and we also do it in a little place called the Civic Park Community Center in downtown Walnut Creek, and that's a real fun little show too. So that's what I do. What else can I tell you?
Well, anyway, Jerry, when somebody chooses to come to this, and it's very affordable, and Jerry, what do crystals and gems and that do for people's lives? I know onyx takes out negativity. Give us something that the minerals and the crystals do that people may not realize.
Well, first off, it makes you feel good, you know. And there's a lot of things, a lot of people say that's not, you know, not true, but there's a lot of it that is true. I know for a fact that crystals can work on your nervous system, can make you feel. When I first did my first fair, there's this one guy who was named Dale Walker, who was the king of the crystal people back then, and he had me come to one of his workshops. I said, "Oh, okay." And I was just skeptical as the next guy, you know. And I went to his place, and it was up in the loft. I stood up and hit my head, and I went, "Ooh, ow!" You know, my back was hurting. And they said, "Well, you're our first victim." So they put me down, and they had these crystals that were about 3 inches long, quartz crystals, and they had ones. They had one on each side of my head, one, two on my feet, two sticking out of my hips, and they just set up this little grid, and in about 2 minutes, all the pain went away. It was amazing, and so I said, "Yeah, I'm a believer." Okay, you know, and there's all kinds of things that it treats different people in different ways. But it's really fun, magical. So,
you know, I've used onyx before, and if somebody, is it too late for a vendor to get into your show?
Well, this show, yeah, because it's in 2 days. However, I do it 6 times a year. My next show is in August 10th and 11th, and I do one in October, and then I do it like every couple months. So, yeah. They could call me and I could fit them into one of the shows. Yeah, I could talk to them about it.
Yeah, and you can go to Jerry's website, the crystalfair.com, and he's got, and you go in there for vendor info, and he's got all of his information. And do you want to give out your phone number? We can, or
certainly.
You can't, or your
certainly.
Okay,
it's 415-383-7837. I can do it again. It's 415-383-7837, and you can call me anytime. It's in my home and office.
You know.
Yeah.
So what kind of crystals actually open up your chakras and a whole bunch of other things, but they also can give you direction in some things in your life. Would you explain to people what that is?
Direction. Well, you know, I'm actually not the person to ask that. I know that the crystals are a tool, like anything else, right? And I mean, the properties that crystals have is a thing called piezoelectric energy, and if you put energy into a crystal with physical energy, if you put electricity into it, it will amplify that and make it more. That's a fact. They used to use crystals for crystal radio sets back in the old days, and you could pick up people talking in China on your crystal radio set. And then the silicon chips you use for your computer, that's silicon dioxide, which is quartz crystals actually. Physically, it's a very interesting thing. People feel that if you meditate or put your thoughts into crystals, it can expand that, and it can do a healing deal on you. So it may make you feel good. I don't really sound like an expert, do I? I'm not, but I really enjoy.
Well, it isn't so much the crystals, but Jerry, you're giving people an opportunity to present their wares.
Mm.
And if somebody chose to be a vendor at your seminar or at one of your fairs, what kind of accommodations and what kind of things could you open them up and do for them? What would be the setup they get with you and your fairs?
Oh, basically, well, the vendors have a good time doing it, but the customers come, and what I do is I set up the hall. I have 40 spaces, and I give them all tables, chairs, electricity, and they all set up do their little magic thing, and that's basically it. And people come and spend the whole, they spend 2 days, most people spend 2 days there. It's just so wonderful. Everybody has a story to tell, and all the crystals and gems also have stories to tell, so it's really interesting.
Well, so if you get into the metaphysical and you get into the Reiki and stuff like that, and them Reiki treatments, I'm a Reiki master, and if anybody ever wants something that's really relaxing and takes care of things, it's a Reiki treatment. And
yeah.
The people, go ahead, tell them a little bit about that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know as much as you do. So, what I am is the go-to guy. I mean, I don't know a lot about stuff, but I know everybody that does, and so I get I put vendors in touch with customers. You know, people want to know what's happening. I can point them to the people, like you. You're a Reiki master, so I would point people to you, you know, and say, hey, go for it. So that's my job.
So how is being a promoter actually the energizer of the fair and allows people to expand their business?
Yeah, that's what it does. I started doing it, it was kind of a magic thing. I didn't really know what I was doing, but I created it and it worked, so I kept doing it. And it's built into it. It started out as just a little little thing in an abandoned dress shop in a Marin County shopping center, and now it's grown to, so I have a whole thing at a conference center in San Francisco. That's basically it. It's not.
And you can go to thecrystalfair.com and you can get on there and see the event, and there's a place for accommodations. People can come and stay. Do you have people, Jerry, that come and stay both days as customers and people?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure. And I don't have any accommodations. There's hotels all around. You know, on my website, there's places, hotels you can go to. Yeah. What was your other question?
And, you know, when you're promoting people, and you really can, if a vendor was choosing to expand their business, how would your fair actually help them be network more with other vendors and other people if they chose to be a vendor at one of your fairs?
Well, I'm not sure what your question is. It's a whole thing about networking, you know, and they find out about. A lot of my vendors will trade information with other vendors and customers, and it's all connected.
And see, that's the thing. Isn't that all business is networking with each other, such as your fair and stuff, Jerry?
Yeah, it really is. It's who you know. I love this because it's such a energetic thing. It's such an energetic thing. I've been to a lot of fairs where they just do beads or they just do jewelry or they just do rocks, you know, and it's fine, but there's no real anything to. But when you add the metaphysical component to it, it makes it just all seem wonderful. Everybody just has such a good time, one thing I wanted to say about the Crystal Fair. When you go to www.crystalfair.com, there's no E on the end of fair. It's FAIR.com. You can also look at my list of vendors, and they all have websites. You can look at their websites and find out everything that they've got. I have some psychics that have websites. I have a lot of beautiful crystal and rock dealers that have websites that your radio public would love.
And I'm on that page right now, a partial list of your vendors. You got Alter Space, Crystal Gems and Skulls, Basics with Michael O'Keefe, the official Crystal Fair masseur for 15 years.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Yeah. There's also a YouTube video there that has a video, and it has a video of everybody there, a lot of people that are there, and I'm actually in it too. Kind of cool.
It is, but here's the thing. I'm looking at the diversity of this. You go all the way from crystals, gems, minerals, and skulls, Michael O'Keefe, and you go down here to Charlene Ratcliffe, who's a photographer and a jewelry designer. If somebody was looking for some unique jewelry, what would they see at your fair, Jerry?
They'd see lots of unique jewelry. There's you see down there, there's jewelry by North, Jewels of the Earth by Diana. And most of the stone dealers, most of the jewelry at the fair have semi-precious stones in them. You know, it's stone jewelry. It's really, really beautiful. It's really really all original stuff. It's not any of the hokey regular jewelry you get at Walgreens. You know, it's really, really some beautiful stuff. I have some great artisans from Northern California that make jewelry. I also got jewelry from India and China, which is very interesting.
Yeah. And you also got Chung Lee, A Time for Healing and Transformation. That's interesting. But the thing about the jewelry, if some woman was looking for something unique, or a man, Your fan would give them an opportunity to see something rare and unique.
Yes, exactly.
And you know, you got energy crystals, you got, I can't even spell it, pronounce it, my mind just went.
What's that?
Elemental creation, gems, minerals, and meteorites.
Yeah.
Everything Tibet.
Yeah.
You even got Tibetan jewelry there.
Yeah, jewelry from the Himalayas. Yeah, they're amazing. I've got two vendors that are they're two Tibetan vendors and also a couple of Chinese. The minerals that come out of China are just incredible. I mean, I've got two big displays of Chinese minerals for sale. It's beautiful. So.
And you know, I got to find it. I just found something really interesting. I just got to go back and find it. It's some Inca jewelry.
Huh?
You got some Peruvian jewelry in the Inca tradition. So it's something. Go ahead, tell them about that.
Well, there's a woman that goes down to Peru, and she has a lady down there who is an artisan who makes jewelry, and she's actually one of the old people, and she does it in I think it's Mayan Indians, and she uses their old designs. It's really incredible.
Well, I'm having a blast on your vendor page. There's a lot of stuff here for anybody, and you also got
this is only a small list too. I've got over 40 vendors, so I can't put them all. I haven't been able to put them all on here, but they're. You'll have a ball with it.
Okay, sir. So some of the vendors that you don't have listed, who would they be, and what would be their uniqueness, Jerry?
Well, I have to get out my little list here. I've got Alan Bloom. He calls the business Love Harmony. He's an incredible bead collector, but they're stone beads, and just, you know, if anybody wants beads to make jewelry with, he's the guy to go to. I have these two ladies from Sedona. They call themselves the Caravan of Dreams. They do healing work that's just incredible. Dynamic energy crystals. This is a guy who has a beautiful crystal shop in Sausalito, just north of San Francisco, and he takes my whole back room and fills it with these giant crystals. He's got some amethyst geodes that are all so big you can even sit in them inside them. It's incredible. My Crystal Visions. Now she does these wands, these crystal wands that have crystal different kinds of crystals in them, but she uses pewter and different kinds of metals to make them into wands that you can use for healing. Let's see, everything Tibetan. That's Tashi. He's fresh out of Tibet. And there's one of the places that's really unusual is there's an island off Africa called Madagascar. It's one of the oldest islands on the planet. I mean, they have lemurs there who are distant relatives, like millions of years ago, right? Anyway, they have the place is basically undiscovered, and I have a guy named Ivan who has Madagascar minerals, and he goes there twice a year to bring back these incredible, beautiful amethyst and ametrine and all kinds of different stuff. It's amazing. Then I have Gypsy Blue Jewelry. She's a local gal from Berkeley, and she's got some great stuff. And Mystic Earth Jewels from Walnut Creek. She does these necklaces that just knock your socks off. So that's some of them.
Okay, and it's a great San Francisco Crystal Fair, June 15th and 16th, 2013, Saturday. 10 a.m. through to 6 p.m. and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's at the Fort Mason Center, and it's 99 Marina Boulevard. It's at Buchanan in San Francisco. What does at Buchanan mean?
It's the corner. Buchanan, the street, is at a corner of Marina Boulevard and Buchanan Avenue.
And you can also go to Facebook and look this all up too. You can go to the Criminal Center.
Yeah, you can go on Facebook and write in San Francisco Crystal Fair, and I have a group page there that shows you a lot of stuff.
And then there's other things, and you can go to the YouTube video, but I'm going to go back to the vendors because we want to give people that are going to listen to this archive show a deal. And you got Aura is on here, the clairvoyant readings and Aura photography.
Yeah.
How does that open people? And what is that?
Well, actually, there's a guy named Guy Coggins who invented the Aura camera some 30 years ago, and it's a thing. You sit in a chair, and you have these plates that you put your hands in, and it takes a picture of you, but it also takes a picture of your so you get a picture of your face, and it also gets a picture of the energy that's surrounding your body, and it puts the colors of that energy around your face, so you have this really attractive picture of yourself with these mystical colors around it, and then they have an intuitive. She likes to be called an intuitive, not a psychic, but it's the same thing. And she will read what the colors mean. She'll give you if you're really wise or really into whatever you're into. It's pretty interesting. I get it done. I've got about 40 of those. Every time I go, I get another one. So I got about 40. Pictures, and every time they're different. There's something else that comes up. It's really interesting.
Yeah, and also, now this is the one that just really caught my interest. Jewelry by North, custom lost wax cast wearable art. What is that about?
Well, it's a process. I think it was started in China, lost wax. It's an ancient process. And what they do is they make a casting out of wax, and then they fill it with metal, and it's really interesting. It's like filigree and stuff like that. It's really interesting. They're out of Sacramento, but they come to the fair regularly. Yes?
I want to jump ahead here a little bit, Jerry, because I'm going to give you August, the Great Contra Costa Crystal Fair, August 10th through the 11th, 2013, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Civic Park Community Center. And Walnut Grove is probably one of the nicest areas
Walnut Creek.
Yeah.
It's half an hour north. Or half an hour east of San Francisco. It's over the Berkeley Hills from San Francisco, and it's a really beautiful little town. It's right in the center of what they call Contra Costa County, and it's right on the side of Mount Diablo, which is this huge, beautiful mountain. And it's just a lovely little place.
I've been there. So if you want to be a vendor at the Great Contra Costa Crystal Fair on August 10th, you can get a hold of Jerry at Crystal Fair. .com and
yes,
and his number is 415-383-7837. My computer wasn't as fast as my mind. And
that's
also,
right.
But Jerry, it sounds like it's a very networking, but yet a very high vibrational spiritual experience. Would you say
definitely.
That?
Definitely. Yes. Yeah, definitely. We got to get you out there. Where are you located?
I'm in Washington State right now.
Oh, okay. Well, you should come down to California sometime and join us. Sounds like your kind of deal.
It really is, because I'm a hypnotherapist and I've learned to write. I got 4 new books out, and I write self-help and poetry.
No kidding. That's beautiful. These ladies that come from Sedona, I tell you, they're healers. They also are poets. It's really interesting. They've got a whole bunch of poetry books that they've been selling at the fair. It's wonderful, wonderful stuff.
And you also got Sharam Samsel, a psychic clairvoyant reading. So people can come and really just kind of relax and get to be themselves and network at the same time. Would you say that, Jim?
Come to get insight into themselves. Like Sharam Samsel, for example, is a really incredible intuitive. She's written some books about psychic experiences, but she can tell people kind of where they're at and where they need to go, and people can ask them questions and get a feeling of stuff that the things that they wonder, you wonder about what's going to happen to me, what kind of crisis am I going through? Well, she'll help you through it. You know, it's that kind of thing.
And that's very true. And you know, people don't realize everything is all energy, and the energy in your building there, in your fair, must be high energy.
Right. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to talk about the price, because there's always a price. It costs $6 to get in, but if they mention your show when they come to the if your listening audience mentions your show, I'll give them $1 off at the door. I'll be at the door. Just mention your name and they get $1 off, so it's only $5.
All righty, and you know that's as cheap of entertainment and life expanding experiences you'll ever get, because you get to talk to the vendors.
That's,
and you get to talk actual face-to-face with people. And how does that really, you feel, Jerry, help open people up?
Oh, it's one, like, it's wonderful. It's just so, everybody gets so energetic, and they're so, it's almost like a love fest, you know. It's fun. You learn so much from just being with people, like-minded people that are really into vibrational healing and stuff. Plus, you get to come away with some amazing jewelry and the stones, and the crystals are just to die for. Most people come for the crystals because they're just so wonderful. They talk to you. In a sense, you know, it's very cool.
You know, there's a lot of people use crystals when they make a choice to see what they do too.
You know,
that's one thing I really like about them.
Yeah, me too.
And also, you can go to there, and Jerry also has got a Google map, so all you got to do to go is go to crystalfair.com, and you can see the map to where you want to go to the fair.
Yeah, that's
true. And the fair is June 15th through the 16th, 2013.
That's this weekend.
This weekend. It's 2 days.
Come one, come all.
Go ahead, Jerry.
No, I just said come one, come all.
And you know, you get to experience a vibrational expansion, but you get to feel a vibrational freedom because you can be yourself without any encumbrances. Would you feel that, Jerry?
Oh, most definitely, yeah. I agree. It's really cool.
And Jerry, and it's the Great San Francisco Fair, and you can go to Jerry's website, crystalfair.com, get all the information, maps, directions, and you can look for a motel, and you can spend Saturday night and go for Sunday, too. And if you pay, by the way,
you can go for 2 days. If you pay on Saturday, Sunday's free. So you can do 2 days for the price of one.
And see, you can't get that much energy for that kind of a... Well, actually, it's a gift to the world, Jerry is.
Yeah, it really is. I'm honored to be able to do this. You know, it's just amazing.
Well, it's an honor to have you on the show and have you do this. And Jerry, we're down to the last... We're down to the last, 10 seconds. Give the people some wisdom in what they'll see at your show, and I'll close out the show.
You have an experience that's unlike any you've had before. It's amazing. People come and they don't even know, you know, what it's about, and they come and they just get to feeling joyous, you know, and they get to see so many beautiful things and so many beautiful people. I would recommend that you come down and take a look.
Well, I do too, and it's the great San Francisco Crystal Fair this weekend, 10 a.m. Saturday to 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday. And if you pay Saturday, Sunday's free. And if you mention my name or my radio show, you get $1 off. So you get 2 days of fun for $6 or $5. And
that's
it's an energy expansion for you, and it is a deal.
Okay.
Jerry, thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Good to talk to you.
You too, and I really am enjoying, I really enjoyed this, and thank you, Jerry, and I wish you the best. And I want to thank all the listeners and everybody, and this will be archived, and I will send you a copy of it, Jerry.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
And good night, everybody. We'll see you next Tuesday.
All righty.